30 years ago, Greeks welcomed more than 600,000 Albanians who walked over the border in treacherous conditions to start a new life here. Most of them now have credit cards, mortgages, and residency permits. Smaller numbers also of Bulgarians, Romanians, and Moldovans have also trickled in the country meantime. Now, though, a new wave of refugees and migrants from places like Afghanistan, Pakistan, Sudan, and Somalia are flooding Greece anew. And this time, hostility is trumping Greece's ancient tradition of hospitality. With migration inflows up by 200% in recent months, and more than 50,000 illegal migrants having streamed in from neighboring Turkey since the start of the year, the government in Athens has taken a rash of urgent measures. It has already begun moving thousands of refugees out of overcrowded camps on islands like Lesbos in the eastern Aegean, transferring them to the country's mainland. It also plans to start a wave of mass deportations and also will introduce new legislation to speed up more than 70,000 asylum requests stuck in a backlog of claims. But with an eye to Turkey's offensive against Kurdish forces in Syria, experts in Athens are bracing for a fresh surge in refugees, mainly Syrians. Unlike the previous leftist government that greeted migrants with an open arms policy, Greece's new conservative government isn't just bent on discouraging them, but also preventing them from setting foot in the country. Some officials have already likened the crisis to an enemy invasion. So next to the immediate measures Greece has announced, it is also moving to set up new detention centers to keep unwanted migrants in closed and guarded facilities, something like a Guantanamo in the Mediterranean. Migrants will no longer be given free access to state health care. Temporary permits are no longer being issued, a process that would allow immigrants to work, pay social security contributions, and eventually become legal residents. And worst yet, border guards and coast guards have resumed the controversial practice of pushbacks, dangerously maneuvering around tiny plastic rafts in high seas to thwart migrants from entering Greece, in some cases even resulting in their drowning. In Athens, where most asylum seekers eventually end up, there is another operation ongoing, the eviction of migrants from dozens of abandoned buildings turned into squalid homes. Greeks are hardly resisting, though. In fact, many welcome the measures after seeing their properties, businesses, and homes targeted for years by migrants. But concerns loom that Greece's new harsh migration policies could feed into the hands of radical reactionary forces. Far-right groups have mushroomed on small rural islands like Lesbos, where migrants have flooded in the past year. And fanning the flames of the far-right are hard-right lawmakers from the governing party saying Greece's measures aren't just about deterrence, but also about keeping, as they put it, Western civilization and culture pure from any Muslim influence. Greece's neo-Nazi Golden Dawn Party recently shut its offices in Athens because of waning public support. But with remarks like these building up across the capital, it may soon have to reopen new ones. Antikara Sava, DW, Athens.